Welcome back. This is Scott Patton and Shane James, and you're listening to Business Trends for Success at http://success.podomatic.com. Hey, Shane, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Excellent. So let's talk about some business trends. It's been a busy couple of weeks. We're finally back on the air. And what's today's trend?
It's called Automat.
Automat.
Automat. And it's not a laundromat.
All right.
The hottest new entree in New York.
Entree?
Entree, yes. Yes, but it's not fine dining. If you're looking for extreme convenience, I'm talking extreme convenience, this is it. And let's face it today, everyone, everywhere, in any place is looking for extreme convenience.
Well, that's for sure. Everyone's got a busy life.
Mm-hmm.
So how does this work?
It's an automat diner window. So it's compartments that display hot, fresh foods. Customers can throw in coins and are rewarded with a hot dog, mac and cheese, grilled cheese, chicken strips, and etc. It's almost like a little microwave oven, but you got to get a visual of this. You walk by it, and there's probably about 100 of these little tiny things that keep your food warm. You put your coins in, open it up, and you can get any kind of food out of it.
Wow.
It's very interesting. It's kind of like a bank machine outside. You know, you walk by the compartments that almost look like those microwave ovens. You put your money in and it spits out food instead of money.
Very cool.
Now, waiterless restaurants were first brought to the United States in the 1900s. And eventually they closed down. And there was kind of like this trend. But they have revamped this whole new trend and it's starting to come back on strong now.
Neat.
This will work extremely well in large cities where people are really busy. I mean, it's kind of like a 7-Eleven. People go into a 7-Eleven, they grab a hot dog or they grab a drink
or a Subway sandwich.
Well, here, you don't have to really go anywhere. They're kind of on the street. You walk right by, you put your money in, you open it up, and you get some good food. And apparently, I haven't tried the food, so don't quote me on this yet, but apparently the food is pretty good.
Okay, that would be a key part to it.
That's right. So this trend is really good. Big cities. If this is not in any of your cities, anywhere, I think you could. Well, I know you can put this in a downtown city and you can make a lot of money because we all need convenience right now.
That's right. So where would someone go to find out more about this?
They can go to www.bamnfood.com. Bamnfood.com.
Bamnfood.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Interesting, very intriguing trend. And if anyone doesn't think that people want convenience with the food, and if the food in this is great, that's good, but it doesn't actually have to be because McDonald's has proven that.
Mm-hmm. I actually would think this food would probably be better than McDonald's.
By a long shot.
And you're going to get more of a selection, so you can get, say, macaroni and cheese chicken strips or a hot dog.
Right.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about trying new things.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes in life there's things that we don't try because why we may feel we can't succeed at them. We've not been good enough at them. Maybe our parents said we couldn't do it. Our friends said we couldn't do it. That business opportunity just isn't right because, you know, there's somebody around that says it can't be right. So we don't try it.
Right.
Now, let me give you an example of trying new things. And I've talked to you a little bit about this, Scott. And the other day I was working with my voice coach.
That's right.
And we were doing some stuff and she said to me, she jumped on the piano and she started to play the piano. I looked at her and I thought, oh great, she's probably going to ask me to sing because I know she's the type of coach that will push you to your limits.
Right, right. That's the type of coach you want.
That's right. And of course, that's exactly what she did. She looked at me and she said, Shane, why don't you hit these notes? Well, I had that little voice in my head that was saying, well, I can't sing. I mean, I don't know where I picked this up because I've never even tried.
Right.
But
right.
For some reason, I believed I couldn't. But I'm the type of guy that I try anything. So I went for it. And I hit the first note. And she went up a little higher and I hit that note. And she went up a little higher and I hit that note. She went to the next note and I hit that note too. But I'll have to be honest, I was not sure if I was actually doing a good job or if I was doing a bad job.
Yeah, you weren't in a position to be able to evaluate it at all.
No. So she kind of looked at me and gave me a weird look. And I said to her, am I not doing very good here? And she said, no, you're doing extremely well. Have you never did this before? And I said, no, I've never did this before. I don't really understand even what's going on. I'm just trying to follow the notes. That's all I'm trying to do.
Right.
Now, then she said to me some words that I never thought I would hear. She said, well, Shane, I had a guy in here about a year and a half ago that I trained that could not hit these notes. And he sings on Broadway now. So I thought to myself, wow, if I would have never stepped up and tried this, I would have never known that I had a natural talent for this.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows where it's going to go? But at least I tried. And so many times in life, we don't try things. We don't take that business opportunity, or we don't take that coaching program, or we don't go to that seminar, or we don't, you know, do something that we need to do because we don't want to try something new because we might be scared that we might have the fear of failure.
That's right. It's all about getting out of your comfort zone, right?
That's right. So get out and try new things. That's what success is. If you're not trying new things, you're not going to be successful. Everything that I've did in business and success, it's all about trying new things.
Yeah.
When I started in business, my first business, well, not my first business, but my first franchise that I got into, people told me it wouldn't work. And now it's the third biggest franchise in the world. And people told me again, this won't work, Shane.
Yeah.
Now I'm financially free because I made that decision. But I tried it. Now, if I went to try it, I'd probably still be in the same place where, well, I guess the people are that told me not
right,
to try it.
That's right. You got to step out on a limb from time to time.
That's right. Now, look and see where your results are at right now. And if you need, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? Now, let me repeat that. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? Now, whatever you answer to that, go out and do it. Don't worry about that little mind chatter, that little voice, or whoever else says to you, you can't do it. Go out and do it. Live your dreams, live your passions, live your goals, do whatever you want.
That's right. That's a key question, because Shane asked this question of himself last week, and the result of it was he went and rented a limousine, put a little sign out, drew up a sign, drove up to his darling's place, and when she came out, he had this sign that said, marry me, and she said yes. And I'm not going to get into any of the details, but let me tell you, that was not the outcome was not known when he did it, right?
Very not known.
And now he's engaged. Next year he's going to get married. I'm just so happy and delighted for him. And, you know, you would only do that if you knew you wouldn't fail. Really?
Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, anything could have happened to me at that time.
That's right. I mean, there was no guarantee that she would have said yes. And he put himself out there. And that's what happens. Like, if you know you're not going to fail, you'll do those things. And the chances are, 99% of the time, you're not going to fail. Because we aren't failing machines. We are success machines. Mm-hmm. I mean, just think of, we're here because one sperm out of I don't know how many million made it to the egg.
That's right.
I mean, that was the big success right there, and everything else is just going to get better and better and better.
In NLP, we say that there's no failure, only feedback.
That's right.
That means that I can never fail at anything that I ever do. And because I live by that presupposition, that means that I will try anything ever because I can't fail. Just think, if you thought like that, what your life would be like. You would never be scared to try anything. Now, I'm going to leave you guys today with a motto that I truly live my whole life by. This is, success is the only option, failure is not.
This is Shane James and Scott Patton saying, success is the only option, failure is not. So leave some comments at success.podomatic.com. Let us know what you think of the show. If you've checked out any of our suggestions and our trends, or if you've got other suggestions and trends that you'd like us to discuss on the show, we'd love to hear from you. And until next time, get out there and get that success going.
Bye-bye.